All right, guys, and we're back on the show today. So today I have a special guest. I have my good friend Ivan right here. So I'm going to go ahead and let him introduce himself.
What's up? What's up? Name's Ivan. I go by Double I. Yeah, just here chilling with the homie Joe. Haven't seen him in a good year or so, so better chop it up, you know.
It has been a while, huh? It's been about a year on my door.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what's new with you, bro?
Shit, same old, bro. I mean, I recently just been dropping music. Got more music coming on the way. But yeah, really just enjoying life.
No, man. The last time we saw each other is when we did your video shoot and the photography.
That was the last time we saw each other. So it's probably a little bit less than a year. But
it's been a while. Yeah, you met V before.
She was there. Mm-hmm. Yep.
How long ago was that? That was like 4 or 5 months.
Like coming a little bit longer.
It was a hot minute.
I'll say like you got 8 months, probably close to that.
Just about, huh?
Yeah.
So what's up? How's the last project? I know you told me to repost your shit, but I didn't, bro. I'm gonna show some love today. Though. I'm gonna repost that shit tonight, dog.
It's not good. I mean, shit, that shit got a lot of love, to be honest. Yeah. I got it up on Spotify, iTunes, you could look it up. Search up Double I 96. Double I, that's the whole word double, two I's. But yeah, man, I mean, I'm getting plays, like, places I didn't even expect, like New York fucking with me.
Hell yeah.
And that's like the top one instead of like, Arizona's up there too, but like New York's like,
yeah, because that's a big right next state. To it. Hell yeah. What was reaching out to you out there?
Nah, it's just like, it just tells you like the...
Oh, like who's streaming from what service, like what area and shit?
Yeah.
That's lit right there. Hell yeah.
That shit. Getting support wherever it comes, you know?
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah. So how come you didn't jump on the Arizona Icon shit this year?
Honestly, I haven't really been like really on my shit lately, like as far as like networking and shit like that. And I've just been really trying to like build myself up.
But bro, I just want to give it to you because you know what, fam? We know each other since my high school discovery days, I guess you could say. But fucking, you've always made music since I've known you in high school. So you want to do
it. It's been a minute.
So I just want to say that you have dedication, bro. You stick to this shit. You're going to have your time, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
It's going to go your way too. So.
Hell yeah,
it's people like you, though, that keep me, like, motivated, though. Because, you know what, bro, I'm doing this shit. You know what? Obviously, I haven't got no, you know, plays or nothing like that. But I'm not even tripping on that.
Yeah,
you
mean?
It's going to come.
That, bro. It comes with it. Like,
you just want to perfect the craft.
Sometimes you up here, like, shit, I remember when I first, like, started, like... It's crazy, though, bro. When I first started, like...
Let them know how long you've been making music for.
This is your interview.
This is your interview about you. That's what I'm saying. We gotta get all that shit out, bro.
Yeah, let's get it. I mean, first time I actually like stepped into an actual like recording studio was freshman year. Yeah, freshman year. So that's what 2010. Yeah,
that's a minute ago, that's a long
time. We coming up on a, you know what I'm saying, 10-year mark.
Oh, that's crazy.
But yeah, that's the first time I mean, before that, I had a little home studio myself where I had a little mic, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I had a little program where I fucking, like, I'm saying, recorded myself.
Yeah.
Me and Flocko, Dylan, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was spitting too, huh, for
yeah, he's still, he's on
the
shit.
He works
still
up at the casino right here.
Oh, no, no, that's Daniel.
Oh, it's
Daniel.
Oh, shit, my
bad. Dylan,
I don't think I know Dylan. Yeah. Do I know Dylan?
Yeah, he went to PA, too.
Dylan. It's been a minute, bro.
But, yeah, I mean, really, I started with him, I'd say, what, like, 8th grade?
All right.
But, really getting into the studio, I would go record. I still record over there at Minds Under Craze. With DJ Rerun.
I know Rerun. So, I remember when I spit that little hot verse back. Back then.
Yeah,
Mussolini Hussein. I call that fool Mussolini. Shout out to the Arrows, though. Arab love, you know.
Yes,
what I mean?
Sir. But, yeah, man. That would be the first time. My brother's the one that actually, like, got us networking with Rerun and shit. So, yeah. But,
does he show you love and shit? Rerun? Like, give you, like, good
deal? Yeah, Rerun, that's my dog, bro. Like, he was recently sick, man. Like, on some, like,
sick,
life-threatening
yeah.
shit.
For real?
But he pulled through, bro. Like, he was in ICU and everything.
Damn.
That's
and
scary.
He's good now. Like, he's awake now.
Count your blessings.
Okay. Yeah, hell yeah. I'm like, shh. Can't leave us yet. Rerun, hell no. Nah.
We got unfinished business to
too
do.
Too much to do still, but. Yeah, bro, it's crazy, too. Within that little time period, I've been going to other studios, too, trying to just check them out.
Who else have you been, what other studio have you been fucking with recently? That's like
I went with Blueprint Records. Yeah, that's with Naughty Kid and Fnatic.
What? They're out from out here? Or what?
Yeah, yeah. Their studio's right here, bro, on 35th and Thunderbird. So you're really right here down the street.
Hell yeah. That's what's up right there.
Fucking go make a little podcast over there.
That's what I'm saying. This shit's portable, bro. My business is portable. You know, I can take this shit, load it up.
And nah, this shit's dope, bro.
It's legit, huh? A little setup.
I know, I seen you post that shit. I'm like, I got him, my homie. Bro, like, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Show some love,
bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I love this shit, bro. I love people just creating shit.
Yeah, that's you know I've been talking about this shit for a while. Doing something, bro. Music, photography.
Yeah, last time when we linked up at the hip hop festival.
Yeah. Well, I'm still doing
telling me you're like, hey, photography, but you're like, I really want to do a podcast. I'm like, bro, that shit. Hit the gas on that shit.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, bro, like. For some reason, bro, I wanted to start it, but I never looked into it. I've always thought, like, fuck, I don't got this, I ain't got that. And it's like, bro, not even the thing. I was like, that's what I'm saying. I was like, bro, I got this shit. So, I downloaded the app on my phone, bro. And the first episode I did was recording on my phone. And I was like, bro, I got the software on the computer. I already got the fucking camera. I was like, I just need me a good mic, bro. You know what I'm saying? This mic cost me like $130. It came out like $150, but.
A little investment.
Yeah,
a
little investment, bro. And that shit's legit right here. So the next thing I need to do is probably just get separate mics, like one for you, one for me, and get a mic for the camera. So when I upload this right here, it's not like staticky because that camera, the microphone on the camera is not too good. So I got to get a little upgrade that shit. But that's cool. Like right now, I'm cool right now, bro. I got like the main opponents. You know what I'm saying?
Good,
I got
good.
The main thing right
well,
now.
What are you going to call this or what? What you call
I already got a name for
ready
it.
To smell
the it. Joe Rivera Audio
Joe
Experience.
Rivera Audio Experience. Like it,
you know, some classy. I try to,
Dutchy,
yeah, Swisher Gray. Damn,
fuck, it's all good.
Hey, bro, I've been smoking Gray Swishers, dog. I was like, you know what, bro, fuck all these Dutchies, fuck all these backwoods. I'm just gonna smoke what
I
used to smoke.
I just like Dutchies, but I like Swishers.
I know,
like
I was
that,
actually
man.
Telling you, you're the one that put us on Dutchies. Yeah. I remember that shit in high school. One guy was like, we're gonna get Dutchies right here. Like, Dutch Masters.
We ain't fucking with them.
I was like, all right. And I was smoking those for a little bit.
We actually were hot smoking those for now.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what, fuck, I'm gonna go back to my roots, man. I'm gonna go, man, go get me those Swishers right there. Great.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
Huh, did I, Wayne? That Wayne light up.
The only thing I just need to do, bro, is just get better at my editing for the audio.
Yeah, I feel it.
But I'm going to get there, bro. I'm just not in a rush. You know what I'm saying? I'm just blessed that I got this little shit right here, bro, honestly.
Yeah, this shit cool.
You know what I mean? That's all you really need.
All it is just recording you chilling.
That's it. That's all it is. And like some good conversations, bro. Kick it with people, sip, smoke.
Hell yeah. That's
come really through, talk about whatever. So yeah, like for the cast, for the podcast, like I'm really not trying to target a certain group. I just want it to be about whatever, you feel me? Because I was trying to target a certain group. Like a certain group of people, but like it was becoming too much business for me and not fun, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, fuck all that. I'm just gonna talk about whatever I want to talk about.
Yeah,
and if people want to support and talk,
we'll love have a conversation,
So sure. I'm not gonna focus on like, oh, this is for this people, this is for that people.
I just think he was getting too caught up about what he should like base it on, and I feel like that's why a lot of people struggle with like their creativity because they're basing it on other people's like point of views and shit and not on their own point of views.
Yeah,
and that's why people never get to like. Do their dreams because they're always thinking about
it. So yeah, I was like, man, fuck all that other shit, bro. I'm just gonna talk, call my boys, come through, talk about what they got going on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel it. You said who else was up here?
This is my boy Parker right here. He's probably gonna listen to this, so shout out to Parker. And
hey.
Matt too, shout out to Matt. Hopefully
shout
they,
out Matt.
Yeah, hopefully they download it, man. Shout some love.
Hell yeah. Man, that shit's my
gas
off. I kind of wish like I would have held back a little bit to kind of like, you know, I don't know, gather up my style, especially in the very beginning.
So finding your sound.
My sound, finding the
exact.
Because I've always
had
this sound.
Give us a little bit of background about your sound. That's
what. Yeah, what is your sound going? What are you going for?
No, like how did you get to your sound? How did you know that was your sound? That's a better question.
Oh, just when I started feel like a lot more comfortable recording it. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you just knew that was you right there.
Yeah, huh? Like, a lot of the times it's always been me, because I'm the type of person that, like, I'm going to say some shit when I make a song, like, in my lyrics, even if it's just a song where I'm just spazzing, like, if you really hear it,
there's some shit
in there, like, you're going to be like, oh, hold up, I didn't really catch that.
But some bars.
Yeah.
Some bars in that bitch.
And that, too, maybe, in a sense, sometimes I feel like I may have too much bars, you know what I mean? Especially nowadays where it's kind of more, like in the
Melody.
But it's funny, though. I feel like I started all that shit with the melody. I was the first one out here with that auto-tune shit.
You have used auto-tune for
me. I have, my first video was in auto-tune. The Dreams, you can check it out, YouTube. Dreams, A-OK.
Go get that.
That's
shit.
What I used to go by, but yeah, shit changes.
Are you still YK and shit, or what?
Yeah, I still have that as, like, another name, like YKM, but it's more, I'm focused more on the Double I shit now.
What's Double I? Is that... That's you or
Double
like
I is just really originates from fucking Dylan and his brother Flaco and Guapo.
Yeah,
they always like, it was just like some shit that all three of us kind of would always like.
That's how I knew, like,
associated to like our little family. You feel me?
Two like guys. How Angel does have the HG shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Worst gang shit.
Just
bullshit,
like,
some
yeah,
bullshit,
it's
yeah.
just some like some shit that you
some
just
click,
grow up
click
to.
Shit,
you feel
yeah,
me?
Some click shit. Yeah,
and I just feel like. And then the actual name, like Double I, because all my shit used to be King with two I's. Like, that's the whole thing. The
yeah.
Double I, that's what it is.
Yeah.
The King, you spell King with two I's.
Yeah.
But, like, I just turned it into, like, just, like, since I would always have it spelled like that, my cousin started calling me that. Just, hey, what's up, Double I? Hey, Double I. Hey, you know what I'm saying? So that's what, I was just like, hey, that has a nice ring to it. I kind of like that
double
shit.
Double I like that shit.
You feel me? So I just, yeah, that's how that.
You rock with it.
Got changed.
I like that shit, bro.
Yeah.
Dreams. So were your Dreams in high school? Was that your name in high school or what?
Nah, Ace.
A-OK. A-OK.
Ace of Kings.
That's retained too.
Double I like that shit, bro.
Yo.
This will be some bomb shit.
Huh? Hell yeah, that shit's bomb.
I used to buy a half off of him like every week, bro.
Smoke him. Damn, bro, I don't really smoke weed like that no more either. Like, every time I smoke weed, I be getting lit.
Ooh, we need a tolerance break. That's what we need. It's,
like, I have...
We'll take a good week break and, like, come back and then... We'll
it's because I be, like, on wax now. So, like, every time weed be getting me, like, I feel, like, I don't know.
Too sedated,
more,
huh?
To me, weed is more like a whole body high.
Yeah, it's a
and
body
wax high. Is more like a mental shit, you feel me?
You know? You can work, huh? Do what you gotta do still, not feel all sluggish.
I don't know. Whenever I'm singing it, that shit got me.
I don't know. I like flower, bro.
I love flower. I don't know. Dabs are bomb, but
I haven't had a dab,
anything.
Bro. Well, I don't
I
usually
like
buy
it,
wax. That shit's
yeah.
expensive.
That shit's expensive.
But,
yeah.
I'll drop
it. I honestly, to me, I started smoking wax because it saved me money.
It
like,
does?
If I sit there and smoke weed, then I don't know.
Remember we used to, it was you got that big ass nectar pen?
They wasn't big up. I was
bro,
a small
that shit
one.
Was
remember?
Huge.
Nah, I had the small one, bro. It was like
that big.
What is that?
It was
one.
Remember, Stevie? Fucking Stevie hit that shit. I made him take a whole slab.
You're the one that had the original. I never seen that.
Ice and Sour, that old Umar. That remember when the pens first came out, bro? They weren't just it was like a fucking bong. They used to look like bongs, remember? And you used to have to fucking put the wax in that bitch. And then you would hit that shit. Remember those ones.
Damn, I didn't miss a good one, man.
And I tried to tell my brother to come through, but...
Smoking slow?
You
know, I rolled the shit out of that good.
Yeah, I posted something about a podcast, too.
You did? A backyard local chuds?
I don't know about
I'm
something.
I'm pretty sure that was it.
That he was going to host some shit at his crib, I'm guessing, or
yeah.
something like that. And I had hit him up, like, was good with that. He said, I'll let you know so you can pull up.
Well, that was another thing why I got this shit, bro. Because, like, we had a barbecue at my family's last week. And I just got this shit on Sunday, bro. But fucking, it was on Saturday. I had a barbecue. It was
just those times, huh?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
priceless, too.
Yeah,
you
so
me?
Fucking,
times that I just chop it up.
They were like, oh, we need to do something. You know, we need to, like, get together more or whatever. And I was like, bro, I've been trying to tell you guys, let's do a podcast. And they're like, oh, yeah, podcast.
And then, you know, they're all for it. And they're like, yeah, we're going to do the backyard local Jones. You know, my brother.
We had a couch back there in the backyard.
Yeah, because we have a couch out there in my mom's crib at the backyard. And
yeah, I'm saying. That's a nice ass setup, too.
So fucking, just talk about a bunch of bullshit with dust and smoke weed. And my brother said we're always going to have 2 tacos each on the show. Like, you know what I mean? Just some little shit. You know, like our little gimmicks or whatever. And then I was like, you know, they got
me
on
my dog, man. Last time I seen Eduardo, we got fucked up, bro.
Didn't you guys watch the fight, right? You were with John.
We were watching the fight, and then we ended up
that was
somewhere.
The day you wouldn't let us come.
I know, it was the day I was like, let me come through.
He wasn't letting us come. He big brothered us.
Remember, I was like, oh, you guys going to watch the fight? I was like, I'm going to watch the fight, too. And then I don't know what the fuck happened. But I'm glad you guys had fun.
Yeah, bro, that shit. He hit me up the next morning, like, let's go eat menudo. Bro, I'm like, bro, I'm trying to sleep this hangover off, bro. Fuck you,
son. You said, have you talked to John lately or what?
Yeah, I still try to go up every now and then. I used to be chilling with him, like, every fucking weekend.
I know, that was your boy right there.
Bro, this is gonna be fucked up. This is why you should not do anything on the internet.
Dang, that is crazy. That's crazy.
That got me shook a little bit. You're like,
damn. These girls out here, bro.
That shit crazy.
Oh, I see you got a girl now and shit.
Yeah.
All caked up. How you like caked up life?
Shit, bro. It's good.
Yeah. Keeps you out of trouble, huh?
Keeps me out of trouble. Keeps you focused. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, right. It does, huh?
We just went to Vegas, bro.
How was it?
The
Life is Beautiful
Vegas.
Tour?
No, the Day in Vegas.
Oh, the Day in Vegas.
Festival.
What'd you see?
I took this shit, bro. I'm like, I'm gonna keep this shit. Oh,
yeah.
And my girl said we're gonna keep this shit.
Keep
on.
Like, keep them, like, for, because I got a couple
of
them, too.
We kept them. We kept our bands. So.
But, who'd you see out there? Who's headlining?
We seen everybody, bro. We missed a lot of people too, but
damn.
It's just a lot going on.
So much, so, like, so much you can't even. The show, like, there's so many people that the show.
And then your body only takes so much because you're there from like this point. It's like
if you go from, because it started at 12, ended at 10, or even like 11,
late,
12.
Yeah,
you know,
late, bro. Yeah, all day. All
so
day.
You planning going every to like the
about
very beginning to the very end?
That's tiring, bro.
Yeah, that's tiring.
Walk around.
We would pull up like at. The first night we pulled up like at 6. Like, fuck that.
And that's when you realize,
and we
like,
did miss a lot of people, but it was still lit, bro. We still seen.
You still got the most.
But yeah, we seen the headlines was J. Cole.
Nice.
It was supposed to be Travis, but at the end it was Future.
Well, that's even more lit though. I seen Travis before. He was alright, bro.
And then Kendrick.
How was Kendrick?
I don't know, bro. Like,
oh, you missed it?
I seen it.
Oh.
I don't know, bro. Like, I was watching that shit.
No
disrespect,
I was watching
Kendrick,
this shit. I've seen him live before, and that was with the Yeezus.
Kanye?
Yeah, so.
Well,
I was already expecting him not to, it wasn't going to be as lit, like, and him not to get as much love, even though that's when he had just dropped Good Kid, M.A.A.D City.
Uh-huh.
So he came out, he got it popping, that shit was dope. Like, his performance, he killed it. That's also one of the moment when I decided I'm gonna stop rapping fast too. I'll get into that a little later. I've seen Kendrick before perform. So this time around, he came out, he did his thing. I even told my girl, like, something seems off. First off, this motherfucker came out in like some cowboy hat, looking like Prince or some bullshit, bro. Like, no disrespect to Prince.
I'm like, okay. So
man.
No more Kung Fu Kenny? That shit was out
the
window?
No, it was still Kung Fu Kenny.
Yeah.
But he was Kung Fu Kenny Yeehaw?
It was weird. I don't know if it was a cowboy hat. That shit looked like a cowboy hat.
He was trying to embrace the culture.
So, hey, but I didn't even think nothing of it. I was just like, I thought it was going to be a little more lit.
Yeah.
But it was cool.
Damn.
And then the next day on the internet, bro, I see Dan Vegas, Kendrick, imposter. He wasn't really there. I'm like, I knew I wasn't fucking tripping.
Yeah.
So I don't know, bro.
Or not even, bro. I need my fucking internet hackers, all the fucking. I need everyone to go look it up, bro.
But yeah, it was lit though. Only reason why I said it was kind of weird is because he kept fucking up. And then like he would fuck up and like he would make up for it, but he would like, I don't know, bro.
That doesn't make sense.
He'd be like, DNA like, one especially. I got, you know how it's all fast. Like he fucked up a lot on that one. He would just like point to the crowd and be like, you know. And then like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. It was just kind of weird.
So you don't think it was him? So you don't think it was Kendrick?
I'm not saying that, but nah. The performance wasn't up to par. I'll say. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
but
I can't say because I've never seen him in concert. So, but if I'll trust your opinion,
I actually seen him live. He didn't mess up live, and I was completely sober.
But that was his tour.
Me
though,
too. I seen him when I seen him with Yeezus. That's why I'm like,
I seen him in tour, like at his tour, and he didn't fuck up at all.
His ass did not fuck
up. Recorded,
and that was Good Kid, M.A.A.D City.
Well, he did some crazy ass shit. Okay, I don't know.
That shit's hard too.
I don't know, Jake. No one knew he was coming out though. It was
weird,
bro.
Surprise?
No, like, they knew he was coming out, but everybody, it was like, and then, like, the screen, it turned some color where you kind of knew it was about to start.
Yeah.
So everybody would start going.
Yeah.
J. Cole, all of a sudden here, people have been coming out.
Hey,
everyone's
like, oh, shit.
You feel me? I'm like, oh,
that's
shit.
That's lit. He came outside.
You know that he's very, like, quiet and, like, to himself and, like, not really flashy.
Yeah, motherfuckers was passing out, though.
Yeah, bro.
I'm over there, like, chilling.
Bro, people
are
taking X.
People are going
bro,
crazy.
People are rolling
they
up their hard.
They just take it too hard. They go too hard.
Like, especially because it was a lot of, like, Ski Master Slum God. It was a lot of,
yeah. Was there other rape, like,
it was a lot of,
DJs?
Like, youngins, bro.
Yeah.
It was definitely, like, the new generation type shit.
They're way, you could tell.
I don't even think it was.
Hey, fam, but you could tell, like, I feel like our generation,
19-20-year-olds are pretty crazy right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
there were some youngins, though.
I feel like our generation is like the last originals or some shit. You feel me? You get kind of what I mean? Because the people, like, behind us, they're on, like, a whole new
wave. Yeah, they're on another wave. Like, my cousin, I be seeing, like, my little cousins now that, bro, they be awesome, like. They on that wave too, so I'm like, oh,
the,
okay, so it's just like,
yeah,
the,
it's like,
the wave
that's
that
what
boosts,
it, that's cool
hold
right
up,
now,
the
though.
Wave that boosts Drake?
Nah, but that makes sense. I could see why that happened.
But that's the wave right now.
That's Drake and Tyler Creator fucked up. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
You cannot put Drake.
That was
honestly,
weird.
To
bro,
a crowd like Tyler the Creator.
But
this is the same. This is the same crowd that was saying fuck Bruno Mars for no fucking reason at every show that Tyler first started. Because that's what Tyler in the very beginning used to always say.
Check
you
it out.
Me?
Yeah, that's true.
That he wanted to punch him in the face on some like troll shit.
Yeah, it's
troll but
for sure.
That's the same crowd. They grew up with Tyler, so they all they want to fuck with is off future, off future, off future, off future. You feel me?
Yeah.
You bring out Drake, everyone's like,
I didn't even know there was a crowd.
Everyone's like, bro, are you serious? Drake?
You know that? Hey. You know that? Meme's like, Drake?
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 I swear I was waiting for someone to say that. That's funny as fuck.
Bro, but I didn't even know there was a crowd that didn't like Drake. Because at least, bro, if you're not even a fan of Drake, you at least know a song and you at least like a song from Drake.
It's not that they don't like Drake, bro.
They're just worse, yeah.
They were just expecting a show to where it's like, Drake. Like, it was like, Drake, are you fucking serious?
Yeah. All right, we just came back from our break. Got a little drink, took a little smoke break just to make sure we're comfortable for the set. So we'll go ahead and continue this interview I got going on with my boy. And just let him know how you feeling, what you got, you know, how you still feeling, man, how you feel about.
You know? Shit, man, just living, honestly. I mean, ain't really much to it. working on my craft daily. I've been writing. I get in little modes, man. Like sometimes I'll be having like some writer's block where I'm like, shit, I can't come up with ideas. I'll be trying to force myself to write music, and I just stop because it's like getting nowhere. Then I'll be having little time periods where I just like I'm in my bag. You feel me?
Yeah.
I just
you're going
start
on.
Just yeah, that should just start going and going. But, yeah, bro, I mean, just trying to keep it consistent. I haven't really been dropping a lot. Like, this last project, I had really been holding out on it for a while. Just making little, not even making little tweaks. I'm not really the type of artist to, like, go back and, like, on the same song, like, fix stuff. Unless there's something particular that I want to fix and I'm going to drop it. Other than that, I kind of just let it be. Because I usually, man, when I go record, I try to, like, make sure I know exactly what I want, like, even if it's, like, a echo in this part, a sound effect on this part, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I've been in the studio with you a couple times, so see how you be working and shit. Know how it goes, man.
Freestyling.
I was stoned out, you know.
We was off that shit, too.
Yeah, that shit was cool, man.
But yeah, man, this new shit I'm working on, all, like I said, all produced by my homie Eastside, E-Bangers Production, Payroll Entertainment.
Yep, shout out, go fuck with him.
Yes, sir. I don't know, features-wise, it's looking like I got a song with Cozy Jack.
What? You got a song with Cozy now?
Yeah, you know we had a link up. We actually want to do, like, a little project, honestly. But, yeah, that's my dog. We linked up, threw him one of the beats, fucked with it. Then stand here on the chorus. He got a little verse on it. It's a nice song. It's called No Love. So that shit's going to be on the next project. I want to drop it before the end of the year, but it might be 2020. Might be 2020. But other features that I have on that, nothing set in stone yet right now. So anybody want to work, man? Let's work.
Let's work, man.
Hit me.
Arizona, we need to pull together. We need to tie together and start working.
Yeah, recently, probably the next video that I want to shoot is probably the one with my cousin Freddy Cavs called Walk in the Rain. He's streaming right now. But yeah, that shit's been getting a lot of love. Like, people been like, hey, that Walk in the Rain, that shit
goes hard, huh?
Yeah. A lot of people been fucking with that, so I'll probably... Man, we missed the fucking rain these last 2 days.
Oh,
I hit him up, like, I was like, damn, you should, you know what I'm saying? Like, see what's up with the video, but timing wise, it just didn't work out. But that would have been perfect.
Huh?
Because we ain't gonna get no more rain.
Damn.
So missed a little opportunity.
What happened? Like, he couldn't come through, or you didn't have enough time? Or?
Yeah, just not enough time. Like, you know, just to set everything up. Just wasn't the best timing. But we'll get that shit done.
Yeah.
For sure, we'll get that shit done. Another one, too, with my homie, Il Steez. Got a song with him on the project. The fuck is it called? Oh, When It Rains. That song, a lot of people like that shit, too. A lot of people like that. That one I wanted to do a video to. We're probably going to do a video to that shit, too. The two features, and I'll probably do the one in downtown. The Keep Going. I want to do that one in downtown Phoenix. So yeah, we're looking at aiming for 2020.
Just drop, yeah. Just hold off for the rest of the year, huh? And just start dropping shit.
I have little singles, like the song I recorded last week. That shit. I'm gonna just be dropping little singles here and there. Not singles, just like songs that they're not going anywhere. Like, as far as project wise, they're just there. I just recorded them just because I've had them written, you know, for a while, and I just wanted to release it.
Yeah, why not? Put it out for people to listen to.
Yeah.
How's your SoundCloud? You still got your SoundCloud and shit up?
Yeah, I still got the SoundCloud. Now it's just connected with everything else too. But SoundCloud. I
mean, so what do you upload through? To get to, like, Apple and all
United
that.
United Masters, man. United Masters. That's basically what I started using. And just basically distributes your music everywhere.
The same thing with this app. It's cool, huh? You just
upload
it and you just upload it to there.
It's too easy now. But, yeah, I have my, like, YouTube connected on there. Only thing I didn't really like is, like, I had my YouTube channel linked up to it, but, like, when my project dropped on YouTube, it didn't go to my channel. which was kind of dumb, but it's all good. It was the first. I've had that project pretty much done. I probably added maybe like two or three songs within 2019, but that project was pretty much done. I literally downloaded the app, and probably within like, I just wanted to see if I would be able to upload it, and I was able to upload. I literally just did it just to like try it out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I ended up being able to do it, so I was like, fuck it, put it all out. So, I mean, fuck it, it's out, you know what I'm saying? People have been fucking with it. I mean, I'm not really heavy on the promoting, so that's something I lack on. You don't catch me.
Promoting on. That's,
I don't really.
That's the big part of it, though. How else do you expect to get?
Yeah, no, I'm saying that's something I need to work on. Like, me, just personally, just the way I am, I'm just not on
the
social media like that. You feel me? Like, as far as, like, always on it like that.
You gotta get somebody, pay somebody to do that shit.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like that would be easier for me to just, hey, bro, how much you want a week?
Yeah.
I want you to post, be annoying with my shit, you feel me? It's such an easy thing to do when you think about it, but yeah, something I lack on.
Yeah.
Gotta, you know what I'm saying, recognize what the fuck.
Just start, if I was to start hitting up people that have already have a fuck ton of followers, and say, hey, bro, I'll pay you to repost my song. Repost my shit. It's cool right there too. Just boom, post my shit.
Make it easy as fuck. Cash App. Boom, boom. Cash App.
Yep.
Memo. All that bullshit. Just make it so
Zelle.
Zelle. Yeah, I got Zelle.
Yeah, I'm using it. You got Chase?
Nah, I got Wells Fargo.
I got Wells Fargo.
It's like, nah, I got my mattress.
What's that? My shit is attic, my nigga.
My shit. My shit in the mattress.
Yeah,
and then my shit extra comfy.
My shit in the sofas.
But yeah, man, I mean, shit's good, man. I really can't complain.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to. 2019 was, for me at least, just like a reflective year. Like, just get your shit in order.
Right, so 2018.
Not necessarily, you know, get your shit together, but like get your shit in order.
Like, start preparing.
Start organizing your shit more. Build up. Level up, basically. Small level up. Shit that you won't even notice. It was a level up. It's just.
I get what you mean, bro. I understand what you mean.
Like.
It's just small level
2020, we coming at you. We definitely
get everything prepared.
We're definitely doing. Dude, being a lot more active this year. I feel like in past years I've been really, really active as far as music wise. 2015,
yeah, don't get discouraged, bro. Keep fucking,
bro,
going.
2015, I'll probably drop like, well, I dropped a project with off what, 14 tracks? No, yeah, like 14 tracks 2015. And then at the same time, that's when my cousin Freddie Kev's, he got into it too. Like, he really got into it. Just awesome. Like, just we would freestyle. Me and my brother were the only ones really rapping. We'd be drinking. He don't really drink, but we'd be drinking and shit. And like, we just start freestyling. He'd just be like really in tune to it. So he just tried it one day, and I was just like, bro, you need to do this shit because your voice. He got a voice that like people.
Yeah,
ever since then, like, we did the first song. He's actually on that project. I actually took down that project.
Why'd you take it down?
I don't know, man. I just kind of wanted to start fresh with this project, kind of like make this the first
establishing
in a way. You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I got you for a new beginning this year.
Yeah, but yeah, but that year, 2015, we took off. Like, me and him just started networking, like, every day. Like, just on some every morning type shit. Like, hey, what you want? Blah, blah, blah. Let's link up. Boom. Smoke. Fucking just start writing music. Record it. Got to the point where we were going to the studio probably, like, 4 times a week. Sometimes 2 times a week. Just recording. Writing it that day. Recording it that day type shit.
Hell yeah.
We're fucking with it. Like, Rerun, of course. Randy, too. Glenda. Some dude. He's a real cool dude. Golden, he goes by.
Randy?
Shout out.
Oh, yeah, Randy.
Shout out Golden.
Yep. He's the one that actually did my shit, produced my shit, actually.
Yeah, I remember with Cozy. Didn't you have a song with Cozy?
Yeah, I had a song with Cozy, yeah. Go stream that shit, actually. Cozy Jack, go look him up.
Hey, shout out my boy Cozy Jack, man. Since Discovery, been A1. You know where we're coming from.
Right, right. Y'all already know what it is.
But, yeah, man. Just shit like that.
That's what it is.
Be like that. A lot more, man. A lot more.
Just keep working, bro. That's it. You know what I mean? Just gotta keep working.
Yeah, I wanna get linked up with more people to produce too. Anybody produce out there, man? Hit me up.
Anyone that produce, make B shoot videos. Hit on my boy, man. Ivan Stand Tall.
Yes, sir. On Instagram, Ivan Stand Tall. You could YouTube Double I. On Facebook is Medrano Ivan. My government. I ain't hiding it though, but
yeah,
man. What am I missing? My Snapchat, two eyes, Ivan.Medrano. Follow me. See what I'm on it. I don't really be, like I said, man, that social media shit, really. I be on it. Don't get me wrong. I be seeing y'all motherfuckers. You feel me? I be lurking, but I really don't be on that shit. Like,
it's all good, though.
Wise.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and end the podcast right there tonight, guys. You guys go ahead and have a good night. Thank you for tuning in. And stay tuned for more content.
Yes, sir.
Coming soon.